Dude, wet hands? Can you unlock your phone with a wet hand right now? No, because Touch ID sucks when it's wet.
Yeah.
Right?
And Face ID will have umpteen more weaknesses.
No, Face ID is way better when it's wet. Also, the other day, I'm not saying it works better.
That's not the only problem. Unlocking your phone while wet seems to be like tantamount of your concerns. You should just invest in a towel, my friend. So it's January, what, 12th?
Today, it's the 14th.
Oh.
Do you need to go somewhere?
I'm late for everything. But I'm still seeing Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
There's at least like two houses on my street.
Well, we did record a question, when is it too early to put your lights up? But we never released it. So maybe now would be a good time to record, when is it too late to keep your lights up?
Okay. I do have strong feelings.
Really?
About this. Yeah.
Interesting. Share them.
Well, I think for me, peak Christmas hits on actually Christmas Eve.
Okay.
That's when the Christmas tree glows the brightest in my heart.
My mom used to tell me that that's when animals can talk as well.
Yeah, that's true.
At the stroke of midnight.
That's also true.
But it's bullshit. I've tried it every year since.
They're just not talking to you or talking back. But yeah, so even on Christmas Day, already I feel like that tree needs to go. Like by the end of Christmas Day, like Christmas morning, obviously you need the tree around. But like it dies so quickly. Like the light fades from that tree.
Do you feel like the ritual should be like open presents and then begin to dismantle the...
Yeah, it should all be one swift motion. When you're gathering up the wrapping paper, you...
Gather up the tree as well.
You just cut down the tree into small pieces, put it in garbage bags, dissolve it in acid, and roll it out the back door in barrels.
This is... your kids are going to have like the saddest Christmases. Their friends are going to call them at like noon and they're going to be like, what do you mean Christmas is over? We already burned the tree. Haven't you burned your tree yet?
Yeah. We've already got the Boxing Day stuff going up. Does anyone have Boxing Day decorations?
I'm sure some people do. But here's a problem with your theory. The 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas.
Yeah, so I'm not down with that.
Like January 1st is the end of it, right? If the 12 days start on
that's only 6 days apart.
Oh yeah, so it goes well into January, the 12 days of Christmas.
See, I thought 12 days of Christmas started like 12 days out from Christmas.
No, it's not the lead up. It starts on it.
Okay.
I'm like 95% sure.
Okay.
So we have to give people the 12 days to have their decorations up.
No, nobody celebrates the 12 days. Okay, you know what? If you're going to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas by keeping your lights up, you need to have all the things in the song on your lawn too.
And you need to add them as the days go
exactly.
By.
You need to add them at the appropriate step of the song.
Well, that's cool.
So yeah, you're basically running a petting zoo for the end of December.
Yeah.
It's all animals.
It's mostly birds, isn't it?
It's like the first, yeah. The episode of The Office where Andy gives Aaron the 12 days of Christmas. He's like, the first 6 days are like all birds. It's like 40 birds.
Yeah. I think it's okay to leave your decorations up till like the 7th of January. I think you get a week.
Okay. I guess that's reasonable. Like we, full disclosure, kept our tree until like New Year, like the day after New Year's.
Right.
But I felt horrible. Every day after Christmas that I came down and saw that tree was like, I felt like a failure.
Why do you want to get rid of, like, why are you a bit of a Grinch?
No, I love the Christmas tree. In fact, we got it extra early this year so we could enjoy it an extra long time, which made it all the more cringeworthy to keep it after Christmas because it was so dry and cringly.
Cringly is a cringly. New word yeah. for dying plant.
Chris Cringly. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me like day of, Boxing Day, etc. Like, I feel like you can get into January. I don't think you should have a Christmas tree up in your house, though, that long. I'm sort of talking just about, like, lights outside.
Yeah. What's inside, you have a little more grace period for, I feel like, because nobody else has to look at it.
Oh, okay. But I was thinking, like, you should take the inside stuff down earlier because it's easier to do. And also, like, I don't think you should have a Christmas tree up in your house on New Year's. I think New Year's it should be a new beginning. It's a different holiday. Yes. So you have to get rid of all the stuff from the previous year, including the Christmas stuff.
True.
But I'll give people leeway for the outside stuff because it's like a pain to get down. Especially if you've like put lights on your house.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I agree. Like any time after Christmas that your stuff's still up, I can accept a small grace period, but it's only because I accept that it's inconvenient and you're too lazy to do it. It's not because I agree that you should be enjoying them at that time.
Yeah.
If you're trying to like convince me that we can still celebrate with lights post New Year, you're off your rocker.
I walked by a house in early January. I think it was like the 3rd or so this year. And first of all, those big blow up things are very obnoxious.
They're getting so popular and they're the worst eyesore.
And it's not like it's not cool and it's so minimal effort.
Yeah.
Like you're not decorating. You're just...
No, you throw like a beanbag out on your lawn, hook an air pump up to it.
Yeah.
You're done.
But that's not the problem I had with this display that I walked by. That is all aside. The problem I had with this display is that it was playing music.
Mm.
And it was playing Christmas music. And it was like January 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Timing doesn't really matter. I don't think you should be allowed to play... they shouldn't play music.
No, that noise is... pollution is a line that you're crossing.
Can you imagine going to bed at night and just hearing faint, awful, Christmas music from your neighbor's lawn?
I have an awesome anecdote regarding the caroling decorations.
Yeah.
So when I walked Duncan around the street behind us, I started noticing this last year. There's one house that has... Well, there's two houses, okay?
Yeah.
That have these singing decorations, and they're right across from each other. So, immediately I thought to myself, like, they're in a rivalry.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
One's trying to out-Christmas the other. They're probably, like, playing pranks on each other where they run over and turn the other ones off, like, in the night.
Do you think the volume just steadily increases until they're just shouting at each other?
Yeah, they're increasingly like adding car batteries to like some audio boosting rig in their basement.
Yeah.
The music itself is just terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
When they're both going at the same time, you can't even tell like what you're hearing.
And like nobody who's getting joy out of those terrible Christmas music MIDI files playing on a lawn.
Yeah, and like, every day. Who's it for? Who's nonstop every day, too.
Yeah, I don't understand who it's for. Like, do people walk around looking at Christmas lights and they're like, ooh, this one has music? I don't think anybody's, like, happily surprised by the music.
No.
And I just think it's so obnoxious to have, to, like, just assume all your neighbors want this.
Oh, it's the worst.
There's a house near
I could say that about lights. there's a point where the crotchety old man in me just says that about, you could say that about everything, but no, I totally agree. We have not agreed as a society that music is acceptable.
Yeah. And I could agree on the lights too. You know, those, these are equally lazy. The laser lights that you just shine at your house.
Yes.
So I often, when I see those on the street, I often try to see where the bleed is. because it's usually going into the neighbor's windows as well. And like, that's such a dick move. Like, you're just shining lasers in your neighbor's window.
What, you don't like Christmas, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
just trying to spread the cheer.
Like, maybe I don't. And I should be allowed to not like Christmas. And I should be allowed to not have red and green lasers shining in my living room.
I don't think so.
I don't even like...
It sounds like you're part of the war on Christmas. And I'm offended.
I feel, yeah, maybe I'm a bit crotchety about the lights and stuff, but I feel the same way about, I have a neighbor with a fountain in his front lawn, and like, yeah. I don't think that should be allowed either. Like, what if I don't want to hear running water all the time?
Yeah.
I feel like front lawns shouldn't be, you shouldn't be allowed to noise pollute on a front lawn at all.
No.
I would rather have kids...
add nature elements that aren't supposed to be there.
I would rather have kids in a garage practicing with their shitty rock band than
a bubbling fountain
or a Christmas blow up thing that makes music.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by that magnet you put on top of the TV when you were 7.
Oops.
Your dad was mad.
Do you want to get in touch with us? Maybe you're mad about something, or we said something wrong, which we do in every episode. So if you need to let us know, you should hit us up on Twitter at SuperGoodPod.
That's SuperGood. That's 2 O's. POD, 1 O. SuperGoodPod.
It's not hard to spell. You can have anything in life you want, but as soon as you die, all evidence of your existence is erased. That includes anything you've created. So kids, inventions, etc.
Okay.
Do you do it?
Well, if it's me, I probably don't have kids and I didn't invent anything. So there's no, I'm not going to leave many marks on this world to begin with. So I think it'd be a good choice for me. I'd probably take it.
It's interesting to me that you said probably don't have kids. Like, are you talking about now you're not sure if there are kids out in the world?
Well, I guess I can't be 100% sure.
That's why this podcast can't get that popular, because
kids will start coming out of the woodwork, yeah, tracking us down.
All the little Jeffs will start knocking on our
hitting
door.
Hitting us up for that fake ad money.
I think I would do it too, but only because I don't have kids as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's the crux of the whole question.
Yeah.
If you have kids, you don't want them to die when you die. But if you don't, and you're not an inventor, even if you are an inventor, like, is your invention that precious to you that, like, you could have done great things while you were alive. Like, you could have seen it. Like, say Steve Jobs made this pact. Like, he died and Apple was doing great, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, he probably wouldn't want to see and what's happening anyway, you know?
True. It would have been better for his legacy to just just erase Apple with his death.
Yeah.
Does that mean no one remembers you too?
I think so.
That's so weird. Imagine if everybody had that turned on, and then every time someone died, like, history had to be rewritten slightly.
Who's to say it didn't?
Maybe that's happening.
Yeah. Maybe it is happening, and the people that we do remember just made some shady deal with the devil.
Hmm.
This question, though, is really just like, how precious are you about your legacy?
Well, yeah, until the kids get involved, because then it's just, are you willing to murder your kids
for a great life? You don't have to do the, like, you don't have to physically murder them. They just,
yeah, they just disappear.
Just like Thanos in the latest Avengers movie. They just sort of, whoop, yeah,
they unhappened.
They're gone. So I guess it's really just like, how selfish are you? And like, do you believe in any sort of afterlife? Because if there's nothing, then why wouldn't you do this? You know what I mean? Like, why not make your time here amazing? You get anything you want.
Yeah.
You have a great life. And when you're gone, who cares? Because you're gone.
Again, though, if you have to erase your kids, you might care about that.